What up, FIFA Tears, and welcome to the Free Foot Tears. Today is Halloween, but you'll be listening to this on the Day of the Dead, another festive celebration for those that celebrate in Mexico and even somewhere else in the world, because that's becoming quite a bigger celebration now. But as always, I am joined by my two co-hosts. I am joined by Luke. And if you happen to watch this guy's YouTube channel, by his thumbnail, the half-goat man, Brad.
Yes, I am. Yeah, this isn't my real head. I put this one on, and actually underneath, I am a goat. Just been getting into doing my thumbnails recently and spending a bit more time on them. So, yeah, that was part of that episode. But, I'm all good here. Obviously, people can see the chaos behind me. It's just because we move house tomorrow, so this is going to be my last Free for Tears podcast in this setup.
It'll be interesting to see what the new setup looks like. But how are you, Luke?
I'm good.
So, with it being Halloween, we don't have a Halloween FIFA promo anymore. So instead of it being Rule Breakers, because obviously that has been done and dusted, we have got a new but not new promo in some ways. We've got Out of Positions, which is essentially a Shapeshifters-esque kind of promo where everybody in the promo has got positions that aren't the natural face card, normal card position, basically. So kind of given an example would be Salah, who is normally a right wing. He is now a striker instead. So that is one of his positions, but he can also play left mid instead of obviously his right mid, and also centre forward. Now, in the past, he has technically in some ways had striker cards, so it might have been interesting to done positions that he's never had before rather than position that isn't just on his face card. But we've got some interesting players within this promo and some nice prices on some of them as well. But you two, what do you think of some of the players that are within this promo and the fact that it's just basically essentially Shapeshifters as well?
Yeah, I don't really know how I feel about this promo at the moment. I feel like it is like we got, it just seems weird because we had like Shapeshifters at the very end of last year, and now this is like basically Shapeshifters right at the start. And I don't know, it's not that I don't like it. Like, the promo looks good, and I think the problem is at the moment some of these players in this week's team, I don't know if there is going to be a team too, but this week's team doesn't like look that great to me. Like you say, there's some aren't that inventive, basically. And unfortunately, like, if they'd have done a Mo Salah at left back, who could play like maybe left wing back or left mid at most or something, then that would have been a little bit more interesting. Like the Torre card, like the centre back who is now a striker. Like, that is interesting. That is like our Zlatan from, you know, years gone past. I'd have preferred more obscure ones like that, like the Cancelo from right back or left back to centre mid and stuff. I know people can change formation in games, so either way they might still use that card as a defender, but yeah, I don't know, not sold on it fully.
So what you want is you want the Mo Salah foot birthday from FIFA 19 to come back, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if they're going to recycle anything, recycle something that is a bit more inventive, I suppose.
I mean, I really like that Cancelo card. I will say it's one that I like the look of. Glad to have picked it up from the Foundations or Essentials pack. But there's definitely some interesting cards in this promo. I think the SBCs have been quite nice. There's one that I think Mr. 4-star, 5-star looks really good. So I'll let you get onto them in a bit. But
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of usual suspects in here. Perisic looks good. I know I'm saying that as a Spurs fan, but I believe he's actually favoured by a lot of sort of the, I believe some of the pros are even using this card. So it's a very good card to use. Can be played right back, right mid, right wing, cam. So quite versatile in that sense. But there's a few cards that miss the mark. The one that I'm looking at distinctly is someone like Theo Hernandez or Fred.
Yeah. I mean, looking at Fred in some ways in particular, it's... I reckon if he had a bit more defending potentially, I know it would essentially almost be just like an upgraded version of his normal card, I think. Mm-hmm. A lot more people would be looking at that card, maybe thinking, do you know what? Position switch that into centre mid, because let's be fair, that's probably what a lot of people are doing with a lot of these cards.
Yeah.
It's similar to like Reece James as well. It's like, he doesn't look too bad actually, Reece James.
Mm.
I think maybe if you upped Fred's shooting and passing to potentially match James on the opposite side would probably make it a little bit better, to make it a bit more tempting to use as a winger.
Yeah.
But or a centre forward. Just got centre forward in there as well, which can be 4-3-2-1 or false nine or something like that.
I mean, as a defender, I would say Dumfries looks quite exceptional with the fact that he's got the 91 physicality as well.
Yeah.
Which means you chuck a good old shadow on him. Plus, obviously, he is lengthy as well, which is pretty much what the meta is.
He is a lengthy boy.
Same sort of thing goes for Fofana. Fofana can also play left back, by the way, so if that's something that floats your boat. I know there's a couple of lens cards already out. Obviously, I already used his inform, the CDM card, but he also has, and this also can play CDM, which is probably just going to slot right in. But he also has the Austrian centre back that I have the red of, and I think there's another card already.
Danza.
Yeah, Danza. And then there's the left back himself, the Polish guy from Rule Breakers.
Oh, yeah, there is.
He's also lens. So you've got some nice links already.
Yeah,
Frankowski.
Yeah.
So you got a couple of good lens links already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zaha for Nation, if you want to go. That basically, Fofana could be one that you could slot into a team actually surprisingly well at this point.
Yeah, considering his Ivory Coast. And you can still like then branch off with like the new Zaha card that we had recently. Like, there's definitely some good ways to get those cards in. I just think a lot of those cards don't appeal in that promo.
I think Fofana shouldn't have had CDM on his card personally, because I think a lot of people naturally would use his card, like his other cards, at CDM anyway. So that's not, even though he is a centre mid, most people would use him as a CDM.
Well, his inform is locked to only CDM.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, and I can tell you that because I've used it a bunch of times. But
so is that really technically an outward position, even if they've made it a centre back but given it a secondary position of CDM?
No, not really.
Yeah, exactly. But going on to some of the SBCs that we have had since Friday, and on Friday in particular, probably the one that I would say that looks the best out of all of them, which is Chiesa.
Yeah.
For 127k, so not too badly priced, pretty much a sort of bog standard price for that sort of level of card at this sort of like stage of FIFA. Any of you two done Chiesa?
Yes.
Opinions?
Nope. Mixed. I didn't.
Mixed?
He's mainly played as an impact sub for me. I think he's only got one assist, so he's not got a good record for me, but I was playing next gen, so it's not as dribbling based as past gen was. But he's not done it for me yet. I've yet to start him and use him in a whole game, so maybe that happens and he then clicks. But playing him as a winger, it's not quite been it.
Okay.
Mm.
He does have a cam or in a position, though, so that might bring him more into the game.
Yeah, I think if I was going to use him somewhere, it'd probably be cam. But then that's only because I play narrow formations in the game. But
also, I believe that makes him the only Juventus cam in the game.
Oh, okay.
As of present, at least.
Not really had. Yes. I mean, they haven't had the best of seasons so far, Juventus, so they've not really had much opportunities to have shown light on in terms of informs, at least.
Well,
promo cards is slightly different.
Well, and actually, like, look, thinking of him, he's probably in like the midfield and wing sort of side. He's actually probably the only agile-ish player. I mean, Di Maria's obviously got his card, but he's not as good this year. Whereas everybody else kind of fits that lengthy meta, as we say it.
I mean, if you've got a Vlahovic, you could always use
Bit clunky. We'll say that, bit clunky.
Yeah. I have heard that about him. Yeah.
I reviewed him, and he was good at finishing, but my God, it was a truck.
Yeah. I've seen him score some bangers from outside the area, but yeah, in terms of trying to run with him or get anywhere with him, he doesn't seem to be able to come up with the goods.
It's the same with that Toure. So that Toure, when I used him, it was night and day when I used him as an impact sub. Starting you in a match, yes, when he got into a position, he was actually quite good, but getting him to the position was a problem. Against the dying defence and maybe in an even game, he could just run. He could just run in a straight line and have fun.
Okay.
The one thing that really baffles me about that card, though, and he's 6'8", right?
Yep.
Why did you give this man 49 heading accuracy?
Ah, okay. I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Wow. 49 heading accuracy on a 6'8" man. It's you're trying to neuter him.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, like, obviously, if they made it too high, then obviously he's just going to be, I suppose, too OP. But, yeah, 49's ridiculous, isn't it? That's like, that's a 50p head right there.
Well, it's one pence.
Well, it's a 49p head, yeah. Even worse.
But he's got 76 jumping. He can get into them positions great. He just won't be accurate.
It's just you need at least 3 attempts to maybe get one on target.
That sounds shockingly bad. I think it's just, again, a case of EA just randomly slapping whatever they want on a card. How does it compare to his normal card?
His normal card is the silver centre-back, isn't it?
Yeah, but in terms of the
heading accuracy.
Oh, what heading
accuracy? They downgraded it by, 15?
Wow. That's a bit silly in some ways.
They dropped down to 48, so about the same.
Yeah,
I think they blanket dropped the defences by 15.
They've boosted him to an 83 special card and actually nerfed one of his stats by 15. It's crazy.
Now,
it's not rule breakers.
Yeah, about to say, that's exactly what I was about to say.
It's not a rule breaker card, you know, it's an out of position card. So, if anything, if you don't want to make him too overpowered, just leave that stat the same. Keep him with 64.
Well, to be fair, no. So, if you look at other cards, they've done the same there. So, Theo Hernandez being one referenced, he drops a lot of defending, as does James. So, you can't really use them. Like, the cards that
The heading accuracy, you probably wouldn't necessarily. The other defending stats, like the positioning, the stats, slide tackles, and stuff like that, you can understand.
Yeah.
But heading accuracy
is an attacking one as well, isn't it?
I will just tell you, they blanket dropped everyone. So Reece James has, on his normal card, 71 heading accuracy. On this card, he has dropped to 50 something, I believe. Hang on, let me just double check. 51. So they just gone, okay, the defender's going forward, we're going to drop the defense stat, let's just take everything down by 10 or something, or 15. And that's how EA have worked it.
That's strange.
Yeah, they've not put any thought into actually it, like thinking, just because they moved to striker doesn't mean that they suddenly forget how to suddenly head the ball or something like that. Yeah, we'll move on to the next SBC, which came out on Saturday, which is a player pick between a striker version of Ross Barkley and a winger version. Now, the winger version is actually quite a good-looking one, in my opinion, with the fact that he can play on both sides. He can play left mid, right mid as well. So he's got a multitude of secondary positions on his card. Striker can only play striker centre forward. The big difference between the two of them is just essentially the pace and shooting. Everything else changes by like one or two. So it's four difference on the shooting and the pace. So the winger version is faster, but has less shooting. So the striker version's got better shooting, but just is four slower. So I personally am going to say that I prefer the look of the winger, and the reason why is every time I seem to be trying to use a lengthy striker, which the striker is, he's lengthy as well, I've not been getting on with lengthy strikers. I've been getting on much, much better with explosive and control,
okay,
and ones with better agility and balance, basically. Like, the fact that they can turn a bit better inside the box and stuff. Like, so for me, the winger looks better, and he's only coming out at 96k, 95k, so it's not too expensive. Mm-hmm. Again, quite easy to do if you've got the fodder. And as Luke said, 4-star, 5-star, which is also a very critical component, let's say, for both versions.
So for me, I'm torn, because I think I agree with you in the end in terms of going for the winger option, and not just because of its versatility across the midfield, like the wings, both mm-hmm. wings and both wide mids. It's also the fact that you can still make it lengthy, but it's got the adaptability that if you so wish, you go, well, suddenly they phase lengthy out and lengthy is not relevant anymore in, say, like 3 months when they've screwed up in a patch down the line. Yeah. Then this card, you may not be using this card at the time, but then it's got the ability to be controlled at that stage.
Yeah, true.
So it gives you that adaptability that you can go,
you can move it with the curve.
Exactly. Rather than being pigeonholed by this card's length. The problem with this now is you either commit to lengthy, and then you can slap a hunter on it, or you can slap whatever you want on it, and it will stay lengthy within reason, as long as you don't add dribbling.
In terms of your own teams, do you have a balance, or are most of your players lengthy, or what is the situation in your own teams at the moment?
Right now, it's mainly lengthy until it gets up top.
Yep.
So I prefer lengthy defence. I like to have one lengthy striker. At the moment, I don't, because I've got Eprem. I don't have a lengthy striker in the Premier League at the moment, so I've got a front two of Rashford and Jesus. I'd look to hopefully get someone in, probably Haaland. I mean, as much as I've absolutely lost my mind this weekend due to Haaland, and I despise that card for what it did to me this weekend, I might pick him up just because he's so good.
What about you, Maz?
My team is essentially... Fullbacks could be a mix between controlled or lengthy. Maybe one. It depends on just who I've got in the team at the time. I don't necessarily care too much about them. But I'm finding centre-backs, 100% I'm trying to go for lengthy every single time. Lengthy just seems to be able to get back and cover a lot of ground a lot better than, say, having a controlled centre-back.
Yeah.
CDM's the same. I will try and go for lengthy. If it has to be controlled, fine, so be it. But in my two cams and my two strikers, I did try to do the combination of using Arnautovic and Brolin up top during weekend league. They just weren't really scoring many goals. I think it was 29 games combined, so 29 games each, they combined for 22 goals, which is not very good, realistically. No. Like, when you need to be scoring goals to make sure that you're comfortably winning in foot champs, right, and your strikers are only getting 22 goals combined together in 29 games, it is not good. I thought Arnautovic started off not too bad, but then I just was really struggling, like, to maybe turn on the spot, just get away from, like, that defender, like, with a quick burst of pace. Whereas on my Arsenal past and present, I was using Willock and Aubameyang up top, and I think they're both explosive with the chem style, and they were just getting away from, like, defenders, like, with that little bit of burst of energy to get a little bit of space to maybe try and just get that shot off or something like that. It just felt a lot better and a lot easier to win games with that account, as opposed to my main, which had a better team just because of the fact that I had a lengthy striker. But then I've now changed it and I've gone back to a sort of, like, both explosive / controlled strike force.
Okay.
I'm so committed to lengthy right now, I've got 4 centre backs in my team.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So Carvalho at centre back, Thiago Silva's flashback at centre back, rule breakers Godfrey left back, and right back Joe Gomez in form. So it covers all the bases, it does the job.
I used Hernandez and Hakimi as my fullbacks. Like, Hernandez is just got such an absolute pace on him, like with the lengthiness. I was using Martinelli, and Martinelli was running for a loose ball, and then just out of nowhere, the opposition's Hernandez just caught up with Martinelli and just out of nowhere and just like surpassed Martinelli and got to the loose ball quite quickly.
Is this AC Milan, like, Hernandez you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Theo Hernandez, like with his made lengthy, he's just an absolute monster for pace.
Okay.
And he's even done it for me as well. Went on my main account, just literally just running, run quite quickly. It's like he's got more than the pace, like more than 99 pace or something like that. Yeah. It feels like he's got, like, what, imagine when you do a mystery ball and you get given that pace boost. Yeah. It almost feels like that half the time with Hernandez.
Okay. I didn't even realise he could be made lengthy.
Yeah, because he's got quite lowish agility, so yeah, he can be made lengthy.
Yeah, he sounds like he's because of that reason he's quite OP then as a card. I know he's not cheap, but
moving over to objectives this week, we've been given two objectives. One came out on Friday, the other on Saturday. So on Friday, a left wing back version of Callum Hudson-Odoi came out. So that one you have to do in game mode. So pretty straightforward to do. Chuck Wazy, on the other hand, didn't actually come out straight away. So you could go into concepts and you went onto Footbin, it showed that he came out. But when you go to look for the objective, it wasn't there straight away. It took about 3 hours before they actually released it into the milestones.
Okay.
So you can see what the objectives are, but you can do that one in squad battles. So that one will be very easy and straightforward to get hold of. However, the downside of Chuck Wazy, he is he's just been put over to the other wing, but he's only got a 2-star weak foot. Yeah. So they haven't made any upgrades to him for the weak foot, which is a big downer, which was a sort of similar situation to last year with his special cards that I quite enjoyed using briefly, but the weak foot is always an issue I'm finding with 2-stars.
Oh, definitely like 2-star. Yeah.
Edgard, for instance, being one of those that I've used with a 2-star weak foot. And Pepe, actually, as well.
Yeah, I feel like you notice it even in, like, Parson is so key this year that... Yeah, I think 2-star is... 3-star I don't mind, I could work with, but 2-star's two stars too far.
Yeah, I enjoyed his card last year as well, because I remember that card last year, the two crazy future stars. Because that card, no one wanted. No one wanted that card. It was in the dual objectives, remember when he did... You had to play against Ligun, and in Ligun had to play against... And no one was doing the La Liga side. Everyone wanted Amin Gawiri. Everyone wanted Amin Gawiri, and then basically you just got to enter every game to get Chukwueze. Is basically like, oh, hey, he's here. Everyone wants, you're guaranteed a game, at least.
Yeah, that was where, if you're doing Chukwueze, you could easily find a game. But if you were trying to do Gawiri, you would maybe sometimes have to wait like 10 minutes just to find one game.
I mean, the card was worth it. I did love that Gawiri. Yeah. I used that for ages until his TOTS came out, his TOTS moments.
With Callum Hudson-Odoi, he doesn't look too bad. Maybe the physicality being only 73, not being particularly amazing. I mean, obviously you can get that up a little bit with chem styles, but I just feel... For fullbacks, I do like to make sure that they are a bit of a strong, aggressive kind of fullback that can attack and make sure to win the ball back or something like that, going for interceptions and stuff like that. Do you guys care too much about physicality and fullbacks, or do you like to have physicality like me?
Somewhat.
Yeah, probably not over being a pace merchant. I would probably look at pace and defense before I looked at physical. And then obviously work rates, really, I suppose. But yeah, generally, like, if you have them on stay back, I want them to be pacey and I want them to have some good defensive awareness, so being strong isn't necessarily required, I suppose, for me, but it's definitely the it's probably a joint stat I look at along with passing, because obviously they're my distributions, like from back in the right back and left back positions. So
for me, what I look at is it's less about the player being strong and about the player not being weak. So my example for that is Jesus Navas is such a weak link if I had him normally. Rule Breakers sort of remedies this with massively boosting up his physicality, but he has no jumping, no strength, and it makes him really vulnerable to back post headers.
Yes. Similar to like Bellerin in some ways, like back when he was at Arsenal and stuff. Like someone people would always look to because he always had the pace, but when you delve into it, he just wasn't really a physical type of person. I remember every time I'd use Bellerin, someone tried to whip it in, and it was like Bellerin plus whoever they had on that sort of like side of the pitch. It was like Bellerin never really won the aerial duel, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of why I would, same, look at that sort of like strength and jumping and stuff. But yeah, with an anchor on Callum Hudson-Odoi, goes up to 80 strength, 87 jumping and stuff. 82 defensive awareness isn't too bad for fullback, I would say. So it's not too bad of card for free card as well. Plus the English, not too bad if you got a Prem team essentially as well.
Can play him in the same team as Jeremy Frimpong.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Leverkusen's not too bad in terms of the options, and as time goes on as well, we know that they tend to always turn to like one of those to like Leverkusen for the odd promo cards here and there and everywhere. So it's maybe something to have down the line once you can 100% comfortably fit him into a team if you don't want to buy players, kind of thing. But going into some of the other special cards that we have had since the last episode of the podcast. So we've had Rule Breakers Rom that came out last Tuesday for 27k, although he would have expired by the time that you're listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
One that has got a bit longer left on him, because he's been given a long time on it, is Rule Breakers Chris Willock, which I have used, and he's got the option to play a much striker. I would advise you guys not to use a much striker. He is not the most comfortable in front of goal. He kept missing quite a lot. He's better suited at CAM if you do want to do him, because he's only 18k. He's quite cheap, quite straightforward. If you're doing the squad foundations as well and you've got any of the EFL players, obviously, that will be a way of linking him in. We've had some icon SBCs, so we've had Lampard, Pavel Nedved, Rijkaard come out. Lampard being cheapest at 106k, Nedved and Rijkaard are at 218 and 233k respectively. Are you either of you going to be doing any of the icon SBCs in particular, or are you just like not really too fussed about some of these icons that are coming out at the moment?
No, I think anyway, early on, I wouldn't do an icon, because I feel like they get overdone really quickly by promo cards anyway, in terms of like their usability. But also the fact that like EA have kind of messed up the way their chemistry is this year, I think gives you another reason to not sink your coins in, especially as like the ones that we're talking about here, like quite a lot of them are actually like affordable in terms of if you just wanted to try them, and at least then if you're using your coins, you kind of get your coins back after you try them for a bit. So yeah, for me, no, I'd be, you know, more inclined to do a hero SBC if they did one, but not the icons as they stand. I'd like to, like, I'm thinking that when the World Cup hero things are released, they'll probably like do one for that, and that would be the one I think you could potentially get like an end game kind of player for. I know it's going to be obviously probably December before we see that, but I think, for me, icons this year are, unless you pack an absolute banger, are not really the ones. And maybe if we get some swap token ones and we get somewhere like player picks, where it's just a bit of like fun to maybe get you know, have a chance at getting one of the greats, then I'd have a go. But yeah, generally not for me.
Luke, any opinions?
I mean, normally Rijkaard's one I pick up as a cheap CDM, and he probably makes more sense this year to do for that role. But yeah, at this point, I don't have that much fodder available, so can't figure out an excuse to do that without just buying him and then reselling him.
Then moving on to tonight's content. So we've had a flashback Medel SBC, which is coming in at 63k. Now, this doesn't look too bad of a card, to be fair, when you're looking at his stats. He's quite a good CDM option, obviously nation-wise and club-wise. Not 100% the most ideal, shall we say, but I think for if you're running a Serie A team, I think it's worth doing this card. 50 with his 85 defending, 87 physicality, 82 passing, which is quite good. However, he's getting disliked on Footbin. He's up currently minus 207, so not a lot of people obviously want to potentially use him. He's also got some secondary positions, so you could always move him to centre back as well, centre mid. So a bit of flexibility options on this particular card. I mean, centre back for a 5'7" guy, not really my cup of tea, but for CDM, definitely.
Yeah.
I know he's definitely a nostalgia kind of player, shall we say, for some of the older FIFAs. Sort of like a callback to older FIFAs. Do you like the look of Medel?
You say for older FIFAs, like not even going back that old, I really liked the Scream card. And that was FIFA 20. I mean, so only two FIFAs ago, really. So, or three FIFAs ago, I suppose.
Three.
Yeah,
I really liked that card. I had that in my team for a little while, actually. And obviously they were the morphing ones, the ones that changed whenever EA remembered that they'd put them in as a promo. So yeah, that was I actually really enjoyed that card. And then last year he got that like Captain's Silver card, I think. But I quite like that card, and like you say, a bit of nostalgia. But I, again, unlike that, I won't be doing him, but just because I'm very selective about my SBCs this year and how I'm using my fodder and my coins and things. I'm a bit selective. Serie A, I've got Bundesliga and Prem, so Serie A isn't something I'm going to delve into just yet, unless, you know, at some point, maybe in rewards or things, I happen to just pack a something I can't ignore, like a Tomori, you know.
Oh, yeah. Imagine packing Tomori. That definitely wasn't me in the 85 plus team of the week pack. But
it's a lot better than mine.
So, what you guys are failing to realise, or at least failed to mention, is that Arnautovic and Posh both play for Bologna.
Yes,
it's the same. It's the same club, so it sorts the chemistry out practically right away.
Yeah,
Medel's on two and chemistry, and then just needs what. Ralf Hasenhüttl was the manager, and then bang, you've got... No, not Ralf Hasenhüttl was manager, sorry. That would be the other way around. But you need either a Chilean or a couple of Serie A players at that point, and then you've got all your Bologna players on full chem. So it's actually not as complicated as it seems.
I know. Three Bologna players in really about a week. Well.
Yeah, it's three Bologna players in about a week. So
You're
sorted right out, and it sort of makes sense releasing it this time so you can get good use out of all of those players. Manuel Pellegrini sorts it out chemistry-wise. There you go. There's a Chilean manager. And then that's full chem.
As Lucas said, there is a 85-plus Team of the Week pack that was also released tonight as part of the upgrades. So obviously we've had an 80-plus upgrade pack. Nothing particularly special about that, just normal sort of something we've already had. But the 85 plus Team of the Week pack, you can only do it once, coming in roughly at 44k. I've had a look at the Team of the Weeks and what the number that come under the price, roughly around the price, and then how many come above the price. So 14 Team of the Weeks come under 44k, 3 are slightly above. And then 17 are 59k or higher. So there is more players worth more than the SBC than there is under the SBC. And if you actually look at some of the players that are coming under the value, you in some ways would probably accept them, even though the value is less. Because if you're doing this with just like stuff that you've got in your club and you haven't actually put coins into it, you've got the likes of Bellingham.
Literally who I backed.
I mean,
yeah.
Solid.
There you go. You've got maybe even a possibility of Lautaro Martinez, you could argue, isn't that bad of a one. Traore. I know Traore is not the best of nations and not necessarily the best of clubs, but he is solid in terms of stats. And if you are running a full Ligue 1 team, then it's pretty straightforward. Even Matthias De Ligt as well. Mm-hmm. You could argue isn't too bad of a one to pack out of those. So even though you might look at some the fact that it's under, I would say some of them just realistically aren't that bad of a card if you did happen to get them. But I would say for 44k it's worth a gamble realistically. I mean, EA with the upgrade packs that they've done, like the hero, the icon, even though it's had max and stuff like ratings on them, because of that, it's not been actually bad value for the money. And then this 85 plus team of the week with the options that you could try and gamble to try and get hold of, I think it's worth a gamble realistically. Obviously, I haven't done it yet. So Bellingham and Tomori are the two that we've opened from Brad and Luke, which is good returns in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to be disappointed in the sense that, like, obviously he falls under the mark, but also I'm also very aware that I've got Schlotterbeck and Sula in my team. So I've got a player that automatically links to them. If I decided that Captavia weren't doing my CDM job, then I maybe would put Bellingham there. So I've got options, which is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, obviously you want to pack that kind of, you know, just a bit more of a top tier player, I suppose. The one thing I would say about its SBC, if people aren't doing it, but you do sit there with coins, is it's the right time to pick up some trading fodder. Because once this SBC is gone and they release something crazy, informs are going to go shooting up. So if you've got some spare coins that you don't need right now, this is the time.
Wow, can even pick up some low-end informs for SBCs down the line as well.
Yeah.
Because this will cause some of those low-end ones' price to come down a little bit. I mean, the cheapest one is in the current team of the week, which is Griezmann, who's coming in at 15k right at the moment. So, you know, you could just use this as an opportunity to pick up some investments for down the line.
Yeah. I don't think they're that long a hold either. I think we're talking maybe 2 weeks before they drop something that is going to rise in forms. So,
a repeatable SBC, like a repeatable icon SBC, is what you really need, I would say.
Yeah, there's going to be something. Maybe not quite that, but there'll be something.
And then the last content that they released tonight was a Halloween marquee matchup. So just another opportunity to collect some packs to try and, I guess, get something good tradable to make some coins. Pretty much bog standard straightforward situation with that. And then talking about packs, over the weekend they did release a out of position essentials pack, and in that pack it guaranteed you 84 plus rated players, 20 gold players in total in the pack, plus a lone out of positions player.
Yeah,
we've all opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think one person in particular here has definitely had it pay out a lot more than the other two people. So does that person want to maybe mention what they managed to get out of theirs?
Again, I already mentioned it like in the intro when
I
got Perisic from my loan. I got Cancelo, 600k tradable. Yeah. And yeah. Do you know what? The thing we haven't mentioned, player picks, I just got De Bruyne. So I've got a real Man City thing going on at the moment.
Nice.
Haaland, inform Haaland, Cancelo's out of position, and KDB. So, things are on the up. Things are on the up for me.
Is that from what you said? A player pick?
Oh, not player pick. From the 80 plus pack. All right, sorry. I keep saying player pick. The 80 plus pack. Yeah,
that's not too bad. That's good fodder.
Fodder?
Yeah.
Really, I think De Bruyne really is very fodder. Usable this year.
He is very good.
He is.
It gives me a dilemma, though. It gives me a real dilemma now. Well, who to drop from my midfield? Inform Casemiro, Rule Breakers Phillips, the Cancelo card, or Smith Rowe?
Not Rule Breakers Phillips. That card is one card I really want to get hold of. If we get a party bag and get a pick, I want that.
I'd say it's obvious, surely, Casemiro.
I would have said Casemiro.
No, but I need a defensive midfield.
Oh, actually, no, you got Phillips. There you go, Phillips is the holding, and then Cancelo is the box-to-box. Kevin De Bruyne is a cam, and, well, depending on your formation, I'm thinking of my formation, and Smith Rowe is a cam.
I still have one problem, though. One gaping problem that I need to solve. I have no left-footed player on my team.
Oh, really? I always seem to have too many.
I just need one. The only one in my team is Ederson.
Yeah,
I can't take
team.
Corners. Yeah. I can't take corners of Ederson. It always seems to be the left-footed curler that I try and do. And I don't have one.
I mean, you won't be able to aim directly to score directly from corners without the left footer, but you could still try and just whip it into the box of right footer.
True.
Yeah, just traveller it on the right foot. Doesn't matter, does it?
Can't do that directly from the corner if that's what.
Well,
you're
no, not
say.
From the corner. Yeah. Well, actually, I do. I use the highest amount of lob pass and the flattest arrow to play it out to my person out on the edge of the box, and then I travel it. So.
Well, you've just brought up a particular thing there that I kind of want us to potentially finish the podcast on as a subject.
Okay.
Traveller shots.
Mm-hmm.
And just generally speaking, Travellers, or Hotel Trivagos as I want to call them, they are incredibly overpowered at the moment. They need to be nerfed.
Oh, without a doubt. But, you know, what at the moment, while you can't beat them, you've got to join them. Because it'll happen to you anyway. It will happen to you at the worst time, so you've just got to go with it at the moment. But yeah, like I just hit one a minute ago with Bernardo Silva. It was the softest. It didn't even go in, I would say, at crotch height, and the keeper just flopped to the floor. So it's, you know, it's not like they all go in top bins and they can't save them. That was like mid-waist, and they still can't save them. So, you know, what to say about that?
Well, it's long distance Traveller shots in particular.
Yeah, this was like 40 yards. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's so problematic, especially if you got a player that has got like outside of the box shot or long part shooting, outside of the foot trait on them.
Yeah.
And even like finesse as well. Like, because it adds extra curl to it. Like it goes just like pretty much top bins. I had one game in Foot Champs where the person I was dominating them. And they had two shots outside the box with Neymar, I believe it was. Travella, straight top corner, both times couldn't do anything.
No. And again, it just makes like goalkeepers redundant, doesn't it? Again, like they have done in previous years. So. It's annoying, but like I say, just at the moment, until they sort it out. Just have to go with it and just use it and try and defend that particular angle is the thing I would advise people to do, because then you're having to force players to play a bit differently. But it's tough because most players, like if they've got lengthy players like a Haaland or someone, they're pretty much getting away from players and they haven't even got to try and get in the box to do a one-on-one or anything. They've just can sit on the edge of the box, Traveller, done, goal. Or power shot it, because the power shot's still too OP as well.
I don't seem to come across power shots that often now.
Oh, you should.
I think it was
just watching Danny Aaron's video. I'm pretty sure he scores one with Phillips from 40 yards every episode.
Okay, the wind up on them though is the big tease that you can just stop them.
Yes,
to place someone in the way pretty safely in the 5 seconds you have.
Yeah,
and then job done. Right, that's not going in. Move on. But
yeah,
that you're going to get is the bounce back with a Traveller, and I can hear it already, and I've sort of vaguely heard murmurings of it, is if you get rid of the Traveller, you're just going to encourage people to sit further and further back. It's just a counter thing for people playing drop back, and everyone else is getting caught in the crossfire as a result.
Yeah.
Because look at the amount of negative play you see anyway. Imagine without Travellers. How deep will people sit? How much of a five back will people spam?
That's true. Yeah.
You gotta think of it from a balance in that way. It's a horrible balancing act DA have to try and do of going, well, this is really OP and people don't like it. But then people will absolutely despise gameplay even more if people sit back and do a five back and there is no Traveller. You do not pass go, you do not collect 200.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Valid.
It's little things like that that when stuff gets mentioned like that, you got to think of, yes, if it'd be great for that to change, but then you've got to think the worst of people and what's going to happen as a result.
What's the alternative? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, this isn't good anymore. Well, I guess we can sit deep and just protect the castle.
Yeah.
Just quickly say one other thing. Obviously, make sure to always collect your FGS tokens. I know, obviously, again, this podcast will come out a bit too late for people, but whilst we are recording, there has been another an FGS token because there's another Twitch stream. So obviously make sure to always check out Twitch streams to collect them, because when you collect four, you get a free 100k pack.
Yeah.
So it is well worth doing. You don't have to watch it. You can just leave a tab open for an hour just to collect it. And then once you've got your four, you get 100k pack. And I think it's worth it. Even if you get nothing, It's still potentially fodder for an SBC at the end of the day. So,
well, yeah, and when it's something like you say, when it's something you can leave in the background and not like something you have to do 100 or 200 assists or 200 whatever it is in the objectives, you know, why not? It's a no-brainer.
But that has been it for this week's podcast. Brad and Luke, thank you for coming on to the podcast as always.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And no worries. Yeah, look forward to doing it from a new location soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
And good luck to anyone.
House move.
And good luck, cheers, to anyone who's doing EPREM this week. I hopefully will be beating anyone who's in the Tottenham bracket. But good luck anyway.
Spurs representative LAJS.
I won't get too far, don't worry. I'll get slapped by the actual good people. It's all good.
Just play five back, it'll be fine.
No, I will never do that outside of a video. And that video has to be something about people being hated.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Peace out.